Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about fighting squatters. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, look at this dumb bitch. The Afghani girl goes from Nat Geo cover to police mugshot. Yes, this bitch should have got raped when she was young and pretty. Now look at her. She's all old and decrepit, and she tried to do some bullshit, and she got fucked for it. Well, whatever. It is what it is. Next. Well, at least these people are not eating pets. Not yet, anyways. Yeah, they just tattoo them. Yeah, why the fuck do people do stupid shit to animals? I hate fucking cats, but still, I wouldn't tattoo no fucking cats. That's just fucking wrong. But you know what else is wrong? Yes, there's a guy that is fighting crime because nobody else will do it. Let me bring up a clip. Yeah, this dude goes around and he's cleaning out squatters from your property. Yeah, if you got motherfuckers that are living in your house illegally and you want them to go away, you call this dude. Let's watch.
Ching is breaking into the property, and then clearing is actively going through the rooms and making sure.
Hey, if you think about it, that's a good job. You go around and start cleaning all these squatters out of properties. Yeah, it's like fucking, and you know, when there's a dead body, it's the same thing, you know? Except that body's still warm, so it gotta go, right? Either way. Anyways, let's continue.
There's no active threat.
According to Jacobs, lease agreements are signed between him and the property owners to allow his team to go in and remove squatters. And it's not just samurai swords used.
AR-15s, we have M9...
Yes, friends, if you're going to be doing stuff like that, make sure you got everything lined in a row. Make sure you cross your dots and dot your T's or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, because these fucking dirtbags are there to fuck your shit up. If you give an inch, they will take a mile. So no, you got to get rid of them all the way. So see what happens, right? Hopefully this guy doesn't get sued, but, you know, people are pieces of shit and they will try to burn you one way or another. Yeah, these fuckers are fucking creeps. Yes, these people, all you're going to be doing is asking for pain. Yeah, these people are just here to destabilize our country. We can't allow that. We must stop them. If we don't, it's going to get worse, just saying.
590, shotguns.
He's been in the work of removing squatters for 7 years and says it's a completely legal process. I talked with Cron 4 legal analyst Stephen Clark, who says that might be the case, but that the tactics used to remove someone from a property could lead to a criminal liability.
Oh, what fun. What a shocker. You have one fucking piece of shit tell you, oh, you shouldn't do that. You might get in trouble. Ew. Well, guess what, motherfucker? You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. And in this case, you'll be breaking heads. Let's continue.
The samurai sword is a deadly weapon, and if there was a...
Oh my god, this guy says, a samurai sword is a deadly weapon! Well, guess what, you dumb shit stabber? That's the point, don't you think? Yeah, you gotta make these guys fucking fuck off. How the hell are you gonna make them fucking leave? With a dildo? Oh yeah, that's gonna work, huh? Maybe for you, that'd be a fucking great fucking thing. But for other fucking people, you need something a little bit stronger. Yeah, I don't think you'll spray right on their faces and they'll just fucking magically disappear like the cockroaches they are. Huh? Huh? You got any better ideas, you fucking jackass?
No, I don't. I'm gay and lame.
Yeah, dude. I know you're gay and lame, so fuck off.
Confrontation with a tenant or someone overstaying on the property, and that samurai sword was used to inflict injury, that could result in a criminal prosecution.
Yes, friend, the trick is that you kill them. You don't leave no people behind, so you have no one else to contradict your story. Duh. And remember, these are for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals. Yes, friends, if you're going to be doing shit like that, you better make sure you have everything fucking lined up. Because if you don't, you got jerk-offs like this who going to try to crucify you. Yes, even though you're doing the Lord's work and you're cleaning the fucking trash, you're the one that gets in trouble. Fucking stupid times that we live in, right? So anyways, let's continue.
Clark recommends going through law enforcement and the court process required to remove someone from the property. Jacobs disagrees, saying he's well aware of the risks, which is why he takes precautions to avoid legal battles down the road.
Yeah, this motherfucker broke it down to a science, because if you don't make sure your shit's done right, you got people that will send you to prison. They'll find an excuse just to fucking crucify you, even though you're the one that's cleaning the fucking streets from all this trash. Yeah, these people should be helping you, not the other way around. Why are you helping the criminals do your shit? Why? It makes no sense, but let's continue.
I have a $1 million insurance policy, I have an in-house attorney, heck, people make wrongful claims against my business all the time just to try and get money.
Yeah, you see that shit? You're trying to do something good for yourself. Yeah, this guy saw a problem, and then he served the market. But then you get all these stupid hippies, they're trying to stop you because they say, that's inhumane. You know what's inhumane? You let these people lose their property. They put their blood, sweat, and tears to acquire this stuff, and just to piss it away for some fucking jerk off to steal it? That is bullshit. But no, you have fucking jackasses that believe that they're supposed to lose all their shit because of feelings. Fucking gay. Well, it is 2026, so hopefully all this stupid fucking Down syndrome gets flushed down the toilet, but I wouldn't hold my breath on this shit. Well, anyways, friends, you just gotta be the best people you can in life and just start building up your things. I'm trying to do my stuff to prevent me getting fucked in the collapse, but... you know, it is what it is. Hopefully we see each other in the end of the road and we get to take our world back. Yes, friends, it's going to be awesome. Well, you hang out and you do the best you can, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. And you don't seem to understand.